Yeah, so I basically just thought, you know, last fall, as you know, I was picking out some meets, I thought, you know, a great 10K would be nice. And so my agents just suggested that, you know, usually Cardinal presented itself, you know, timing-wise, and also just typically has had, you know, fast times. So wasn't quite sure it was going to materialize into being as fast of a race, just because initially there wasn't going to be a rabbit until New York Roadrunner stepped in and supported my efforts in supplying a rabbit for us. And then, you know, I just didn't know what kind of training phase the rest of the women were going to be in, given that it is an Olympic year and the U.S. women have the trials. I didn't know how sharp any of them would be, or, you know, just where their training was. So I was delighted when I saw that Kim Smith was in there, because, you know, typically Kim and I run with each other, and we have this weird sense, you know, we don't ever pre-plan in general to help each other, but it just seems to work out that once we get on the track, we both have a mutual understanding of respect, and just seems to be a very cooperative effort usually. And, you know, I felt like in general last night it felt more like a workout, like we were teammates and just switching laps and helping each other to try to achieve, you know, our big goal of just, you know, running fast. And so not until really the last lap did I kind of remind myself, oh, hey, this is a race, you know, you should make an effort to maybe win, because it really felt like there was just so much camaraderie, in a sense that I didn't feel the need to, like, beat Kim. I just felt the need to beat the clock last night, and we were well ahead of at least my goal, so I didn't want to ruin it in the last. So I felt like I wanted to secure the race and the record, and, you know, show what I could do over maybe 200 meters as opposed to an 800-meter long kick, and leave something in the tank for later this summer.
And what are your racing plans for later in the summer?
To run fast, run for a medal. I don't know what event it'll be, but those are the general goals.
Shalane, this is John Hendershot from Track and Field News. Yet again, I chased you down last night. Hi.
Yes.
You made it home.
No, actually, I'm not home yet. But
you're back.
We'll be in about 2 weeks.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So
yeah.
you and Kim, in fact, didn't discuss anything about a pace or anything like that?
No, I had contacted my agents and just, you know, were kind of fishing to see what they thought other people were going to be willing to do without directly contacting them. And I think I always know that when I toe the line with Kim, it's going to be a cooperative effort. So, we never sat down or called each other or anything, or didn't even say anything before the race, but I always know that we tend to bring out the best in each other, I believe, and, you know, we're very comfortable running against each other. We ran against each other for a couple years in college, and, I just think we have very high goals, and usually our goals coincide, which is nice.
How did you feel when the 5K went by in 15:17.4 is the split that I had? How did that feel? Obviously, you were running comfortably, both of you, and everything. But did you have any particular reaction to that split?
Well, the plan was to go out conservative, to run, you know, the pace of the record, anywhere from the 15:25 to the 15:30 range, and then to cut down. I was a little nervous. I felt good, which was a good sign. But I also had been warned that the scenario is almost like in a marathon. The monkey is going to jump on your back, and it's going to be a bit of a death march. And so I was happy. I felt good, but at the same time, I was thinking, uh-oh, when is this going to come back and bite me? And it never really did. Fortunately, I really felt in control the entire way. Not until maybe like the last K did I just feel like I was getting tight, not necessarily cardiovascularly fatigued or anything. I just felt like my muscles were tight, and it was like kind of a sign that, you know, my body's ready to have this race over with, and just a long time to be out on the track and spikes for me. So
I'm on the phone.
And yet you also said last night, Shalane, that you thought about in the starting the last K that the record was within reach. So was it sort of a contradictory feeling a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't want to mess it up. I just felt like, you know, I didn't make that night. I had, you know, set aside three goals. My coach told me before the race that he thought I was in 30-30 shape. But, you know, I kind of was baffled at that idea. I just thought, you know, for a debut, that's really a big goal. But, you know, he knows the workouts, and he writes them up, and he knows what, you know, the workouts are indicative of. And I was just more after trying to, you know, break 31, and if I felt good, get the record. And so, you know, the first goal he thought would be around 30-30, and then the next one was to just eke, you know, just chop off that record by a second if need be, and then, you know, run like 31-15 was maybe my third goal if I just wasn't having a good night. But, you know, with a K to go, all I thought is all I could do is just mess it up now. So I just felt like I just had to play it conservative and just make sure I finished strong and didn't walk it in. So.
Well, you didn't do that.
No.
I'm doing well. What a night for you, and what a year, I guess. Did your performance last night change your feelings at all about what you might race in the trials and the Olympics if you make it? Were you running five before this, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy the 5K. I guess I will just have to sit down and look at what my best chances to medal are. And I don't really know if there's really one way or, you know, one side that's stronger than the other. They're both very different races. The 5K, I enjoy the fast pace, but it also, it's really, really hard. The 10K obviously is very hard too, but for me and a little bit of my more speed-oriented training, it felt very nice until really the last few laps where it was just slightly uncomfortable. And so, you know, I don't know right now my answer. I have no idea. I don't know where I stack up against people in the world. And, you know, whatever I have the best chance of representing, you know, our country and having a shot at medaling, that's probably the route I'll go.
Shalane, you mentioned about, you know, the 5K really being really a race pretty much almost the whole way. And this, the 10,000, it's basically just a question of, like, clicking up those 73 or 74-second laps over and over again. I mean, you must have had some sense going in that was what it was going to be like. And for, you know, considering that's your debut, that's a whole different, like, psychological approach to doing a race, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it takes a lot of patience, I believe. And just, you know, there's a lot of talk, like over a 10K as opposed to a 5K, there's a lot of times you could talk yourself out of sticking to the pace. And, you know, just if you have one little bad strip, you know, it's not the kind of thing, well, I only have two or three laps left. You know, you could have 10 or 15 laps left and not feel good. So I think it's a very tough mental event. And the 5K is great because right when I start to hurt, you know, I usually can talk myself into, oh, well, I've only got 4 minutes or, you know, two or three laps. So it's just a different approach, absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, they're fun. I'm really glad I did a 10K because it presented a new challenge. And, yeah. You know, it's opened my eyes to the possibility of longer distances. And I was really inspired by the marathon trials, both the men and the women this year, and just made me excited about that kind of a future. And my genetic makeup, I think, is predisposed to the longer distances, but I really have a fun time trying to fine-tune my speed. And, you know, if you can't kick at the end of the race in an international scene, you really are somewhat hopeless. So I prefer to stay shorter, a little bit longer, but it's certainly, I mean, the 10K, I had a really fun time running the 10K last night, so.
It didn't seem like, do you know what your slowest lap was? Because it seemed like they were all within that 73 to 75 range. It didn't really, you talk about maybe slipping away from it, but I didn't get the impression that you ever really did.
No, I guess we didn't. We started out a little fast. The rabbit did a great job, but yeah, we started out a little fast. I think 69 maybe, and then I don't know that we slipped above a high 74 split. I don't know if we ran a 75 or not. I think it was all in the 74s or below. So, yeah, I mean, we just kind of locked into a pace right after maybe the third lap and just kind of kept up with it.
And, you know, you mentioned it's at the end it does get to be a race. And you and Kim, to watch the two of you, you seem so much more effortless than she is probably when you're doing the exact same amount of, I would guess. Is it easy for you to sort of, you know, somebody who has the kind of form that she does as opposed to yourself, is it easy for you to sort of, like, read how well she's doing and, you know, maybe what you can expect from her at the end of a race?
Yeah, it's a little strange, you know, running behind her, near her. The only indication of fatigue was really her breathing. And even that, you know, she's very slight and, you know, she doesn't make much noise on the ground or anything, so she is tough to read. But, you know, the only indication I could tell she was maybe fatiguing maybe a little bit more with two laps to go, maybe a little bit more so than I was. But, again, she's pretty tough, and so I knew that she'd be able to just, you know, hang in there. But, yeah, we have very, I guess, contrasting forms. I kind of lope around and a little bit bouncier, or she's more just bouncy, small little steps. So it's just hard to tell because we are so different in our form styles.
Sure. Shalane, what does this mean to you and to distance running in the United States in general, because it's struggled for so long? I mean, you think you're there at this point? You think you're ready to prove it against in a place like the Olympics where it's been so long?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had some great role models, so, you know, it's not like I'm groundbreaking or anything. You know, I got a really nice text message from Dina last night, and it's just nice to have the encouragement from other U.S. women, and I just feel a lot of support, and I think, you know, everyone wants to just make that next step, and I think, you know, Kara proved last summer and that she could do it, and so I just, you know, it's a trend. It becomes a trend. Everyone feeds off of each other and the enthusiasm, and so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, our sport in general is about breaking down barriers, and so hopefully, you know, this is just one more barrier. You know, the next one is, you know, sub-30-30 for this 10K, and slowly but surely just, you know, creeping up in there and getting some more recognition for our sport, and I'm excited about it.
Jill asked you about your racing later this summer, but what about before the trials? What do you have in mind? Do you have a 5,000? Are you going to do a 5,000 before the trials?
I don't plan on it. I'm really just taking it day by day. I just want to make sure I recover to my best ability and bounce back after this 10K. I actually feel pretty good, but, you know, my calves are a little torn up, my feet are a little sore, and so I just want to make sure and take care of that. I probably, my coach is saying I won't, you know, I'll just jog probably for the next week and just make sure I recover, because there's no sense in pushing it. We know I'm fit, so we don't have to worry about that. It's just making sure I get to the starting line healthy and hungry to race, and usually my natural, you know, hunger to just get out there and perform well is enough. So, you know, if we train at 90% until the 6, I think that's good enough. I don't think we need to go to 120% to get things done.
Shalane, do you and Kim alternate the lead?
Yeah, we didn't really plan who was going to take over when. It was just kind of a spur of the moment, whoever felt good. I did it the initial time that she took over. I kind of motioned for her to take over, just hoping that she would initiate it. And, you know, she, as soon as I motioned my arm for her to take over, she did. So, you know, it just worked out really nicely. And, you know, if I could tell we were slipping a little bit in pace, I tried to help out and take over, and vice versa.
Shalane, this is David Woods, an Indianapolis Star. Was your mom able to be out there and witness the race, or was she back east?
She was there, and so was my dad. And I had a really great support crew there last night. And, you know, it can be kind of a lonely sport if you don't have family at some of these races or friends. And so I always feel like I perform my best when I have people there that, you know, care. And so I just feel really fortunate that I am able to surround myself with really quality, really great people and are understanding. And I think it's really essential for my success. I mean, my husband pretty much does about half my workouts with me. And so we're all really committed to, you know, helping me get to that next level and, you know, succeeding.
It's kind of interesting to hear you at least have marathon on the mind, you know, given that your mother had some success at that distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been trying to prolong the concept of it, but I kind of get excited, and I think my coach gets excited when we see, you know, just it comes a little bit more natural to me than the speed-oriented events. So it's a lot of fun to run those races when it comes a little bit more naturally. So, yeah, and, you know, my dad and my mom were marathoners at some point in their career, and so they're just a wealth of knowledge. But they also, I think my dad has always emphasized that from his perspective, he feels that if I go too soon, it could kind of shorten the career a little, my career potentially a little bit, just because it is so rigorous. So, you know, I really want to be smart about when I start the marathoning section of my career.
Joanne,
where are you training?
Excuse me?
Where are you? You're training in the mountains. Where's your training base at this point?
Oh, well, I was in the mountains this winter with Herman Silva in Mexico, and Coach Cook and Aaron Donahue and Shannon Robery and my husband, and we were training down there, and came in and out for some racing for stints of altitude. But so now I'm in because they're just kind of spread out all over the country, so we kind of get together in different venues. And so this next 2 weeks, we will be in Colorado Springs at the U.S. Training Center doing another 2 weeks of altitude training and under the, you know, guidance of Coach Cook and bring our family back together for a little bit before the trials and fine-tune stuff.
When will you have a decision on the trials? I mean,
excuse me?
What you're going to run in the trials. When you'll have that decision?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think Coach Cook and
I, later,
we have 2 weeks. Excuse me?
Sooner rather than later, I guess, or is that something you just can take your time on?
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to rush. I don't believe. I think we'll just see. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll probably have that discussion and enter in both and maybe make a last-minute decision. We'll see. I don't know.
Oh, after her race last night, I mean, she's looking like a really solid candidate, maybe even the best candidate for the 1500 at this point. I mean, how did she?
Yeah.
I know she won in a dominating way, maybe not quite as fast as she wanted, I guess.
Yeah, she is extremely talented. I have a lot of fun working out with her because she's just so explosive and dynamic, and she's really an amazing athlete. So she was actually, you know, she PR'd by maybe 6 or 7 seconds, but was extremely bummed out, believe it or not, because she wants that A standard going into the trials, and, you know, she wants her spot and her ticket to Beijing. So she's very motivated, and so for her, you know, she came very close to the standard. But I warned her, you know, and when I made my first Olympic team, I had to run 2 or 3 5Ks before I hit the standard. So I told her at least she didn't have to do that. She could maybe run maybe 2 1500s and get it. So, you know, I think her spirits are higher now. Definitely by that. But, I told her it was pretty encouraging. She beat some other really top-notch girls.
Right.
Until this race, what were your plans for the trials, the 5?
I haven't decided yet.
So you wanted to see how you'd made up in this?
Well, initially it's the 5, and it still may be the 5, the 5K, but I don't know. I'll talk to Coach Cook, and we'll consult many people, I'm sure, and see what we think we should do.
It wasn't hard, was it?
Did you surprise yourself, Shalane?
Excuse me?
Did you surprise yourself last night?
Yes. I mean, I knew my workouts were somewhat indicative of that time, but I think it's, it's always a special when you can set a goal and actually achieve it, and so many elements have to come together, and for those elements to come together on one night and have everything play out and feel good, and I was surprised that we were able to run that fast this early, and
What are your racing plans? Now, where are you going to run?
I have not decided as of yet, other than just the trials. I don't know what I'm going to do from here. I'm just going to wait and see how my body reacts and make sure I don't rush back into racing, since there's really no point to push myself back.
It's a pretty good chance you won't run again for the trials.
There's definitely a chance. If anything, I'll run a 1500, something nice and short, and be able to recover quickly from.
Okay.
Shalane, where in Mexico were you training, and what was the elevation there?
It was 6,500 feet, not too extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it was San Luis Potosi.
Wow.
It was north of Mexico City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
How'd we do, Jill?
You did fine. Everyone wanted to ask their questions at once, but other than that...
Yeah, we're rude.
5 minutes early, so, Shalane, you can get off that cell phone and drive safely to your therapy session.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks, Shalane.
Thanks, Shalane.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.